I'm really happy to be joining this year's summit, and happy to be sharing my experience with you guys. So first question goes, what's you're most proud of in 2019? To be honest, I've got lots of things to be proud of, not only in 2019, but also in other years, because Innovation Center was actually established around 3 years ago, with a role to accelerate digital transformation of the bank and actually put things into an innovation perspective. And the first couple of years, we mostly built upon culture change and things that were, let's say, more to the soft side, to raise awareness within the organization and actually get people on board, show them what innovation really is, and that this is a journey that everyone should be on board. It's not about one team's job. It's not an ad hoc project. It's not something that is working in silos. It's not something that is just a buzzword. We really wanted to make this work. And the first 2 years, we put our efforts mostly to the awareness side and to the cultural shift. Of course, it still is, because it's all about culture. But in 2019, it is the year that we are actually making a difference. I mean, we are actually providing and producing tangible results alongside the business units. We are working closely with people from the business. We are working in cross-departmental teams, working on projects, actually applying design thinking, lean startup, agile methodologies, trying to validate and invalidate assumptions on ideas that the business may have, actually transforming and changing the logic and the mindset that up to now business people had. Because it's true, you know, there's no point in hiding behind your finger. Up to now, most banks who were pushing products to our clients, believing that they all need them and trying to get market share out of them. No, that's not the case. We were able to showcase to business units, working with them, not opposite to them, not against them, working with them in teams, trying to put a new mindset into place and actually create real business results by putting the customer at the driver's seat, which is the most important thing, because you cannot innovate for the sake of innovation. You cannot innovate alone. You cannot just do things in a lab environment. No, you have to go out to the market. You have to test things with your customers and be sure that whatever you're doing, it's for the customer, for the customers, and has the customer in the heart of the whole project. So this year we were actually able to produce tangible business results that made the difference. And I think the highlight of the year was the point where our top managers said that, guys, this is the way we should be working towards producing new products and services. We cannot do anything unless we test it first with our customers. We validate or invalidate our assumptions. We decide upon data, upon market data, upon feedback from our clients, and not assumptions or opinions. I think this is the major thing that happened within 2019, and I'm mostly proud of. So going to the second question, that what are 1 to 3 key challenges you have overcome in 2019 and how? Here, I think I can share more than three. There are lots of challenges that we have managed to overcome, and lots of challenges that we are constantly facing. It's an uphill road. Trying to innovate within a corporate environment is actually a daily battle. It's actually a daily challenge. And there are many things that are getting into the way, but there are also, light beacons in the organization and people that are actually helping you and working with you to overcome the challenges. So One of the biggest challenges that we had to face is actually convincing the business that we are not there to take their business away, or that we are the clever ones that are there to provide the solutions that they were not able to see up to the moment. I'm pretty sure you have heard of the not invented here syndrome. We were there to work with them, help them in their quest and help them in their projects, and actually also create a new way of working that would be faster, that would be more qualitative maybe, but faster, in order for them to get the first results and move forward. So getting on board the people from business was a big challenge, because we were actually showing them a different way from what they had been used to up to that point. And this is not something easy to get the agreement from, and this is not something that you are sure that people will realize. But in any case, the results at the end are always the biggest proof that the way we are working is the correct way. And people actually at the end of the projects were even more keen to work with us to new projects and actually implement whatever we showed them into their day-to-day activities and their day-to-day business. So A, getting people to work in a different way, getting them on board, was a huge challenge that we are still, of course, facing, because we are actually now scaling up the methodologies within the whole organization. But getting people on board and convinced that this is the way forward, this is one major challenge that we managed to deal with. The other big challenge is that since we are a Greek bank, we are coming out of a big crisis. So investment in innovation is a bit, it's a big, you know, a big dream actually, because things are more, mundane, and things are more related to the day-to-day business. And we had to face survival issues and things that had to do with our business continuity. So actually, the top manager's decision to invest in digital transformation and innovation per se was actually a bold decision, and it took guts. Money aside in order to invest in that, because we know that if we are not there, we won't be relevant. We know that, and this is a very optimistic and very good sign that our top management is actually convinced that this is the only way forward, and innovation is actually a survival mechanism, and that we need to invest more in that. However, budgets are still low because we have other priorities like bad loans, etc. So whatever we do, we have to do that with little budget, with few budget. And we are trying to put our efforts wherever the biggest value is. So we have to prioritize, and we have to cope with not a vast pool of money, but we are trying to prioritize and put the money where the value is. So this is also a challenge that we had to overcome. And the third one that I can just relate to the first one that I mentioned is that the bank is very much busy with day-to-day projects. So whenever we are running projects that require cross-departmental resources and people to get them out of their daily jobs and get them into the teams that we're working with, this is a challenge. This is a challenge because people are occupied with their daily jobs. So we also have their managers that should approve that they also are committed to our project for a couple of weeks. And getting all stakeholders aligned and for them to commit their resources to something that is beyond the day-to-day business, that was also a difficult thing to tackle. And I think we did that in a effective, let's say, manner. But people are willing to participate. And now that they've seen some first results, now they're coming to us asking to be part of the new project that we are running. And this is very hopeful. Okay, so question three, how do you think you as individual, a team or a company are doing things differently and better than others? What's your unique source? Okay, I honestly don't believe in sources, in unique sources or secret sources. What I do believe in is hard work. I do believe in passion. I do believe resilience, which I think might be the biggest trait and the most significant trait that innovators should have, and patience. We are facing a lot of resistance within the organization. And you know the quote that says that whoever goes to the war first gets the most bullets, that's a huge truth. And this actually is something that is happening all the time. But doing corporate innovation and trying to innovate within a big organization is actually a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you should have stamina. You should have patience. You should have resilience. I think that so far we have managed successfully to be there, to stay there, to make our point, to show how we can actually help the businesses, because you know, we should not be considered, and we never wanted from the day one, we never wanted to be considered like another business unit of the bank, because this was not our role. We were there to do things differently. We were there to show new things to the bank, and we are there to be the eyes and the ears of the bank to the external ecosystem and try to create intelligence out of the startup ecosystem and try to make suggestions to the top management about how we should, where we should steer our strategy and how we should move forward. And getting the validation and getting actually acknowledged within the bank, since we are also a small innovation team, was not easy. Because at first people were actually thinking, oh, okay, what's an innovation center and what do they do there? And why do we need an innovation center? Okay, remind me, please. So actually being visible, making our point and showcasing what our USP is, our unique selling proposition, I think this is something and actually is relevant to what a startup does, because we are kind of a small startup within the bank trying to prove our value and actually prove that we are worth the money invested in us. So we have our own internal investors. This is the biggest thing that actually is our strength, our stamina and our passion to showcase what we can assist the organization with is the thing that keeps us there and keeps us working. And I know that most of the innovation center, there's a huge failure percentage for internal innovation labs and teams. Hopefully, we will be in the small percentage that will make it happen. And we will continue to add value to our organization and move forward. So moving to the next question, what you see as most important trend for corporate innovation in general for 2020 and beyond? I think that it's the changes are exponential. I mean, for me, I think that open banking will be the thing that will actually rock the place. I will think that will actually rock banking. The new partnerships that will arise through open banking from actually commercializing open banking framework, the banks that will actually take advantage of this framework from the early points, from the early days, will be the ones that will be more, let's say, successful. And I think that actually the new business models that will arise, from the partnerships between the banks and the fintechs based on the open banking framework will be groundbreaking. I think this is the area that most incumbents and startups will focus on in 2020. And not only, of course, 2020, because open banking is still very new, and surveys and research shows that it's still very early in adoption. People still don't get it fully, and there's a lot of vagueness around it. But I do believe that open banking and its exploitation, and of course not only regulatory wise, will be a major turning point for banking. And this is something that will actually bring the highest value and the biggest value for corporate innovation. So final message for all of your peers around the world, since I so much insisted on passion and stamina, I would say that stay hungry, stay foolish, and don't give up. Innovators around the world and people working in such functions, hang in there. Things can and will change dramatically within the next year. I do believe that wholeheartedly. Banking will not be the same within the next 3 years. We are there to make a change. And I think that we can definitely make a positive impact and help organizations become better, because we want to be better for our clients. So hang in there and do the best you can.